My brothers and I are the first vampires in history. The originals. 300 years ago, we called New Orleans home. Now we've returned, drawn by a witch who seeks to use my brother Klaus's unborn child as leverage in a brewing war.
Sabine, tell him what you saw.
How was this vision interpreted?
Your baby would bring death to all witches.
But his quest for power has turned brother against brother, leaving our family more divided than ever. Now that Elijah has returned, can our family unite to face this new threat? So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, vampire book club.
Reading edifies the mind, sister. Isn't that right, Elijah?
Yes, that's quite right, Niklas.
And what's this business?
This is a peace offering.
I presumed after so much time desiccating in a coffin that my big brother might be a bit peckish.
So I explained to my little brother that forgiveness cannot be bought. I'd simply prefer to see a change in behavior that indicates contrition and personal growth. Not this nonsense.
I couldn't very well let her go to waste, could I?
Well, I suppose I'll fetch the rubbish bin because she's staining a 200-year-old carpet.
Yes.
I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath. My wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles. And with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright, and my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, where the night had veiled the pole, in the morning glad I see, my foe outstretched beneath the tree.
Good morning.
Listen, I know I'm the only one in this house that actually drinks milk, but would I kill any of you to make sure it's on the grocery list? Speaking of, add bleach.
You know, I do hope my siblings were hospitable toward you in my absence.
In your absence, as you like to call it, which is a way too polite way of saying that your brother put a dagger in your heart, I have been attacked by French Quarter vampires. I've had to live in a house with a secret dungeon full of coffins. And I was nearly murdered by witches who are convinced that my baby is Lucifer. Oh. Milk. I've been fine. Your siblings are weirdly protective. I know I have you to thank for that.
I'm just happy to see that you're in one piece. Back to the murderous witches. I have some concerns.
They're evil. And my life is still magically linked to Sophie Devereaux, which is not comforting.
Yes, I think it's time we took care of that little problem.
I am all for it. As soon as they're unlinked, we get to leave this crap town. Who do we have to kill?
Probably no one. All right, potentially everyone.
On that, you know.
Don't get cranky with me. I'm the only witch who still likes you.
Yeah, it's not like I'm trying to save the witch heritage or anything.
They'll come around. They're just old school. I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Your prophecy about the hybrid baby?
Agnes and her freak show minions had a real field day with that one.
I can't help what I see, so...
Well, if you're psychic, I'm Martha Stewart.
Scooch. What the...
Poetry about poisoned apples from dead trees. Looks like someone's worried about impending daddyhood.
Nonsense. Elijah's back. In his presence, all problems turn to pixie dust and float away.
Strange. I don't recall any pixie dust from the darkness of the coffin I was recently forced to endure.
What are you doing with Mother's spellbook?
Well, in exchange for my freedom, I promised the witch Tavina that I would share a few pages from Mother's grimoire. To help her to learn to control her magic. Thought we'd begin with a little unlinking spell.
Wait, you want to use her to unlink Haley from Sophie Devereaux?
Sophie brought us to this town under false pretenses. She doesn't just want us to take down Marcel and his minions. She wants to take Davina back. So she yoked her own cause to ours with magic, threats, and half-truths. Well, no more. As of now, our deal with Sophie Devereaux is null and void. Niklas, I need you to come with me. I need 5 minutes alone with Davina. You need to make certain that I am not interrupted. You stay here and watch Haley.
How did I get elected super nanny?
More importantly, I'll put him in charge.
Hey, is everything okay? Can I get you something?
Look, I know you want a daylight ring, kid. Little heads up. I got guys 80 years ahead of you.
Noted. Sorry.
Wait. You know Klaus Michelson. I asked you to give him a lift home a couple times. To the Palace Royale Hotel, right?
Yeah, the Palace Royale.
See, I stopped by his hotel to say sorry about an argument we had. Turns out he lied about living there. Lied. Did you ever hear the phrase, uneasy is the head that wears the crown?
Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Shakespeare. When I was a kid, Klaus taught me how to read with those plays. Always about some king who gained the world but lost his soul. But now I get it. See, when it's all said and done and you look around at the empire you built, the only thing that matters is who you can trust.
There's got to be somebody somewhere that you can trust. Not to stick to you through thick and thin, to the bitter end. Sam Frodo, Fellowship of the Ring.
Now, there is someone. We used to be best friends.
I made you a promise.
Come in. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been, well, a year since I've had a good conversation with you.
Camille?
You've been avoiding me, Uncle Kay.
My favorite niece? Never.
Don't lie. This is a church. Besides, I came about professional advice. Sean.
The spell of unknotting?
This is a sanguinum knot. The witches use it as representational magic. If you can unknot this rope using that spell, you'll have taken an important step towards control. This is one of my mother's later spells.
It requires much more power than you realize.
Now, if you can perform this, I shall return with another page. Spell of your choosing next time.
Apparently because I'm a masochist. I went by Sean's grave today and...
Damn it. I was hoping to get that cleaned up before you saw it. I hope it didn't upset you too much.
It didn't bother me at all. That's the problem. That's why I'm here. I've slept like a baby every night this week. Even though my twin brother hacked 9 priests to death. Not 2 feet from this confessional. A guy I've been seeing, Marcel, has been blowing me off. Whatever. I've gone on 2 dates with the guy. And I'm more upset about that than seeing murder scrawled across my brother's grave.
It's called healing, Cammy.
For months after the massacre, I couldn't think of anything else. And then suddenly... nothing. I need to feel that pain. Without it, I feel broken, empty, like there's someone to blame, and I'm letting them get away with it.
Listen, if you have found a way to turn it off, don't question it. The only person that is responsible for Sean's behavior is Sean.
Do you really believe that?
Yes. I do.
Let go of me!
Leave her be.
Killing me to get to Klaus or his baby is not the answer.
I'm not going to kill you, Sophie. I was there the day you were born. I'm the last remaining elder of our coven. It is my duty to protect our power, and our power means nothing if that baby grows another day. Sabine's omen was clear. That baby will bring death to us all.
What are you going to do?
No, Agnes, no, 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 don't
do that.
What the hell was that?
Oh, fine now. I felt like I was being stabbed.
What happened?
It was Agnes. Her men took Sophie.
Day one, with you in charge, brother. And already the witch linked to Haley has been abducted by zealots.
Where is she?
If I tell you where Agnes is, you'll just kill her.
Isn't that obvious?
Look, I know she's a little cuckoo, but she's our last living elder. That might not mean a lot to you, but it means plenty to us. The elders are the only ones who can do important spells.
Like completing the harvest ritual.
You know about that?
Oh, you'd be astounded by the things I know.
Allow me to entertain you with today's list of priorities. 1. Unlink your friend Sophie, so she no longer controls the fate of the woman carrying my child. 2. Convince my brother to accept my heartfelt apologies for some recently dodgy behavior. 3. There is no 3.
I think what my brother's attempting to communicate here is that neither the life of this elder, nor the harvest ritual, nor your coven's connection to magic are of any relevance to him whatsoever. No talk.
Thierry.
Marcel. Come to punish me again.
Someone asked if there's anyone I ever trusted. I only came up with one name. You. So, Thierry, you and I are going to have a little talk. About Klaus Michelson.
Time for the demon spawn to snack.
I really wish you wouldn't call her that.
Oh, sorry, have you picked another name yet?
Fake one. Plantation's lousy with them.
How's your neck?
I feel fine. Which is weird. I'm sure this is Sophie related.
Well, do me a favor and don't die on my watch. I'll never hear the end of it.
You know, when I first met you, I thought you were a real bitch.
What changed your mind?
Oh, I still think you're a bitch. I've just grown to like that about you.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. Remember it when I'm gone.
Gone? Where are you going?
I only came to town to make sure everything was okay with Elijah. He's fine, and he hasn't punished Klaus for daggering him, so as usual, they'll be thick as thieves, and I'll be left to clean up the mess. It's time for me to fly the coop.
Oh. What's wrong?
I don't know. Probably morning sickness.
Oh, you're burning up, actually.
I just struck me with a needle. Oh, cursed objects were created a long time ago. We use them so we don't get busted by Marcel for doing magic.
The one she used is called the Needle of Sorrows. It was cursed in 1860 when...
Jump ahead a few decades and tell us what it does, love.
It has one purpose. To kill a child in utero by raising our blood temperature.
It's for a miscarriage. So how much time do we have to fix this?
It'll do what it's meant to by tonight's high tide. And believe me, it will work. I saw her use a similar object on a kid who went mad and killed a bunch of priests.
I'd like to have a little chat with this Agnes. Where can I find her?
You won't. There are 1,000 places she could hole up to wait it out.
That's precisely why we need to unlink you from Haley. No more danger towards her or the child.
No. What? If I am not linked to Haley, I lose my leverage on you. We had a deal.
We are not on the same side, Sophie Devereaux. Our deal no longer stands.
Does this mean you're pardoning me?
Oh, you know I can't do that. You broke my number one rule. You killed the vampire, T. I let that go. It'll make me look weak.
I warned you about Klaus.
Yeah, I should have listened. This guy's been in my town for months, but hiding where he lays his head at night. What else is he hiding is what I want to know. I didn't listen to you before, but I sure as hell am now. Tell me about the night that got you put in here, and you might find yourself out by Mardi Gras.
The night of the masquerade party. You set us rousting in the cauldron to mess with the witches. So when Max came in rousting, he went right for Katie's throat. Now you said to roust. You didn't say to kill. Now he's a nightwalker. I'm a daywalker. I told him to stop, and he wouldn't. So I stopped him. That night's on endless loop in my head. I think Max was compelled.
No. All my guys are on Vervain.
Not if Klaus drained him. Max went missing for a couple of days before the rousting, right?
See, they found stuff you and your girl stole from me in her shop.
Have you ever been to the Jardin Gris? You can't find your own hand in front of your face in there. And yet somehow someone went in there and after a couple of minutes they found some stolen goods. Go there. See for yourself. But I'm telling you, besides Max, somebody else in the crew had to be compelled. Watch your bag.
So a few tourists go missing. Okay, we can spin it. No problem. But you know how hard it is to sell a gas leak story to the city council when a bunch of church windows magically explode?
Come on, Mr. Mayor. What is this, an electoral debate? Marcel overstepped. I will handle it.
Easier said than done. Marcel is quite the little warrior.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Klaus. And you lot are the faction. Pillars of the community who maintain the city's supernatural balance. Well, I should know. I created this group. Only in my day it was a bunch of pirates and corrupt politicians. Looks like nothing's changed.
One thing has. It's exclusively human now. No vampires allowed, especially no originals.
Come to join. I've come to ask this group to utilize its considerable resources to find a witch elder named Agnes. All I need is an address.
Why would we want to help you?
What if I told you that Agnes was the answer to a question you'd been asking since you ran screaming from this town? That she is the witch who hexed your nephew, Sean.
We'd need some time to discuss.
I don't have time! Nor do I like being asked to wait.
You may have all the vampires in this town cowering in fear, but right now you are dealing with the humans. And unless you plan on killing all of us, I politely suggest you do as I say and give us time to discuss it.
You know what I like about you, Father? Is you're aware of my reputation, and yet still you stand tall against me. Admirable. You have 1 hour.
Track down that witch. Cell phone records. Our guys in the ninth.
For the vampire?
No. For me.
Vesmanus, Omnio, Ligor, Coldate, Syngorium. Stop fussing, will you? Elijah will be here any minute.
I feel like I've been microwaved.
Hey, just because you're carrying a baby doesn't mean you get to act like one. I'm sure my little niece is healing you up as we speak. What the hell is she doing here?
I'm trying to help.
Help? You're the reason we're in this bloody mess. Why aren't we unlinked with this witch already, Elijah?
Rebecca, let her do what she can.
I may know a way to slow the fever down, but I'm gonna need some special herbs. I'll text you a list.
Fine. Happy to play the fetch call.
Isn't this Katie's shop? She leave you the keys in her will, or maybe it's just Help Yourself Tuesday. What are you doing here?
You know, I read that if you mix mugwort with sage, you've got quite the vampire repellent.
Wards off even the most resilient pest. Why are you here?
To keep my city safe from thieves and vandals, but every time I turn around, I catch an original with their hand in the cookie jar.
Well, luckily for you, your cookies are the last thing on my mind.
Oh, I can see that. Though, I remember a time when things were different.
Maybe once. Not anymore. Kappa, found it.
Going somewhere?
You're early.
Well, it's a good thing I am. You seem hell-bent on enacting vengeance all on your lonesome. The trouble is, I need something from Agnes before you send her off to meet her maker. So, I propose we strike a deal. Bring her here. In exchange, I'll even ensure your niece, Cammy, remains safe. Mm. Oh, it's so hate for her to get caught up in all this.
This is outrageous. What's the charge?
Please, Agnes. You know that Marcel runs the vampires in this town. Who do you think runs everything else? I believe this is what you're looking for?
Hello, Agnes.
You made a deal with him?
After what you did to Sean, I'd deal with the devil himself just to see you suffer.
You can't hurt me. The entire witch community will turn against
you. Enough!
Please. Enough.
I don't care about witch politics. I don't care about your ridiculous little harvest ritual. What I care about is this trinket. Undo its curse, or I'll show you things worse than death.
Dark optics don't come with an off switch. The curse took root in Sophie. She's linked to your devil child. It's just a matter of time.
She's burning up. We need to do this now.
Get her in the water.
I don't see how a midnight swim is supposed to help.
Temperature is sky high, and the water could help the herbs.
Should cool us down. Drink this. You're going to have to get her heart rate down.
And how do you suggest I do that?
Hold her. It's a natural human remedy to slow the heart rate and reduce blood pressure.
This is never going to work.
Davina will break that link. We just need time. Where are you? No, don't hurt her. I'll be there shortly. I'll make you one last promise. I won't let my brother kill Agnes.
I know you're just using me to save your people. Try it again. I'll kill you.
You're linking up. Maybe now we can make plans.
Now, Rebecca, can we discuss this when I return?
I won't be here when you return.
That sounds like a goodbye.
I guess it is. I only came to New Orleans to make sure you were safe. You are. I thought that I might be able to convince you to come with me, but here you are rushing off into whatever Klaus and Marcel and the witches are cooked up in.
and I finally get it. You'll never leave your city. You'll never leave Klaus.
Then you should stay.
This thing that you and Klaus and Marcel have, I want no part of it. I just want to be with you.
Well, then go. You are free.
Rebecca, twice in one night, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Call me old-fashioned, but I believe farewell is the best in person.
Got Elijah back, and now you're both going to tuck tail and run. Smart girl. Have a nice life.
He's staying, and I'm not running. I'm disembarking a sinking ship.
People been saying the city's been sinking since I was a boy. It ain't going anywhere. But hey, how about one for the road?
Why, so you can liquor me up and convince me to stay?
Why else did you come here?
I came to say goodbye.
And say it.
A piece of work, Agnes. But guess what? I'm quite a piece of work myself. You know, I contemplated leaving bits of you artfully arranged outside your family's tomb. I thought it would leave a fitting message. Don't touch my family.
Leave her. I gave my word.
You tend to give your word at the most inopportune times, brother. We've been doing things your way all day. Come on. Just one little snap and it's toodaloo, Agnes. She deserves it.
Niklaus, do not make another move. You have asked for my forgiveness. I will grant you that forgiveness. But do not make me break my word.
How's that for personal growth, eh? Still, it is just like you to spoil my fun.
Oh, not necessarily. No, I swore you would not die. By my brother's hand. I said nothing. My own. No one hurts my family and lives. No one.
Mm-hmm. I've been away from this home almost 100 years, and you haven't changed a thing in my bedroom.
I guess I was holding out hope that you'd come back to it. Although, I imagine it's not quite as comfortable as those beds at the Palace Royale.
It's plenty comfortable. I'm furnished.
Nah, apples aren't my thing.
They were your favorite once upon a time.
Yeah, they were. Get my ass beat if I ever ate them working on that plantation. Even the spoiled ones. Now they just remind me of a time when I couldn't have things.
Well, now you can have whatever you want. Come with me.
Go where, Rebecca?
Wherever we want to. We can build a home together. We can leave behind Klaus and the city and those orphan Annie vampires.
Well, those orphan Annie vampires are my family, and this city is my home.
It was my home too once. I left.
You ran. I stayed. This empire, it thrives because of me, and you want me to run. A man does not run from his home.
I have lived a lot longer than you, Marcellus. I have seen kings rise and fall. If there is one thing I know to be true, it is that no matter how big your empire becomes, it is nothing if you have no one to share it with. You want New Orleans. Have it. I won't be here to stop you.
Where is he? I've been trying to find him all day. Marcel knows that Klaus lied about where he lives.
I'm not his damn keeper, Josh.
Fine. Just tell him to call me. Please.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm Marcel. I don't think we've met.
What are you doing here?
Do you remember the promise I made you?
Promise? No. Yes. You promised you'd find out what happened to Sean.
And I kept my word. Your twin brother's behavior was not born of natural causes. A witch hexed him to commit those murders and to kill himself.
I knew it. I knew he wasn't crazy. Who is this witch?
Oh, you needn't trouble yourself over her. She's already paid for her actions in blood.
What? Wait, you killed somebody?
Oh, I had a hand in the matter, yeah. Forgive me if I'm a little surprised by your reaction.
How the hell am I supposed to react? You just made me culpable in a revenge murder I never asked for.
I've been alive for 1,000 years, and I can assure you many people have died for far less. Besides, now you can find comfort in the truth.
The truth? You compel me. You make me at peace with something that should be tearing me up inside. I don't know how, but I will undo whatever the hell it is you've done to me. And when I do, you're going to wish you never laid eyes on me.
Hey, where you been? Not so mad about our tiff the other night, are you?
her under the bridge.
Cammy's all yours if you're interested. I'm feeling like now's not the right time for me to pursue a relationship. Life's all about timing, you know? Speaking of, I swung by your place earlier to commiserate over a drink, but I must have just missed you.
The Palace Royale didn't suit me. I moved on weeks ago.
No, I mean your other place.
Haley!
Interesting location to put down your roots. Same plantation where I was a slave. I guess that's why you never invited me over.
Well, how rude of me. I'll speak to Elijah. I'm sure he'll be pleased to host you and Davila for the evening. Especially after you were so hospitable to him.
Good. I look forward to it.
Goodbye means goodbye, Elijah.
Is she with you?
What the hell are you talking about?
Haley's gone. Where is she?
What?
Marcel was here.